it plays around with humor and irony, but it also has like a sense of genuineness. A lot of the topics she sings about are kind of about like celebrity culture, reality TV, a lot of like topics that a lot of people consider like trashy, consider just hedonistic, just consider like wasteful. But I think she touches on all these topics with a lot of fun, and she pokes fun at a lot of like the issues with all these subjects, but she also manages to still like revel and find joy in them. I think it's a really fascinating mix. So to start off, I want to play one of her most popular songs, Tongue.
Kiss on the lips tonight, baby, will you do it right? I drew a picture of you with a smile on it, but then I kind of drooled on it. And when we do it again, it will be for real, cause we are me and you, and me and you, and me and you, and me and you, and me.
I think that Tongue really, like, it showcases a lot of what of GFOTY's earlier music stood for. She started to produce... Wait, I just realized I completely forgot to play PSA. I'm going to play PSA right now. I'm going to play the Farmer's Market PSA, because that was queued up earlier. I'm so sorry to the FCC. So we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November. The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at top.
Okay, wait, my apologies. I think that Tongue really emphasizes a lot of like very important key aspects in a lot of GFOTY's earlier music. Her music has always been playful and still is to this day, but a lot of her older stuff took a lot more influences from like Eurodance, from hard style, And a lot of, like, reference to, like, past music. She released her very first song, titled Friday Night, back in 2012 on SoundCloud as one of the first releases for prior to now, like, unknown record label. It was one of the first releases off of it, and it kind of, like, blew a lot of people's minds. It was very raunchy, it was very out there, but it celebrated, like, hedonism, while making fun of it at the same time. And I love that song so much, and it was one of the first songs I ever heard by her, and it immediately, like, hooked me in. And while, unfortunately, I'm not able to play it right now, Tongue was off the same compilation album released 5 years later of all of her older work. And I think still carries a lot of, like, the same essence that she wants to try and capture in her music. I desperately want to talk about the label PC Music. I think I would need to, like, spend, like, multiple hours truly discussing it, because I was so obsessed with it for, like, all of high school, and I still am quite a fan of it now. But I wanted to play one of the earlier songs released, which, if I'm not mistaken, she is a guest vocalist on. The song is called Money on a Gold Plate, by the artist A.G. Cook, who's known as... He started the record label himself. Especially in the older days of the label, he produced every single song and had a very clear vision of, like, kind of pushing pop music and, like, digital identity to the absolute, like, maximum. Additionally, I think GFOTY was also inspired by a lot of other, like, smaller artists who tried to, like, push maximalism, like, to the extent as well in their music. But I think the difference between her and, like, some of her contemporaries was her, like, sense of irony in doing her music. I think the artist Nadia Oh does have a lot of very similar qualities to GFOTY's music, but I think that Nadia Oh's is much more serious. And I think it's similarly as innovative as GFOTY's, but I still think that Nadia Oh, she is much less of, like, a fully realized character than GFOTY is. So I want to play the song Some Money on a Gold Plate by A.G. Cook and DJ's Girlfriend by Nadia Oh. Money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey, money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey, money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey, money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey, money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey, money technicality, money really actually, money on a gold plate, money music all day, money in the studio, money takes all day, money take my breath away, melody oh baby hey. Money on a gold plate, making music all day. In the studio, vocal takes all day. Vocals take my breath away. Melody, oh baby, hey. Red. Red. Thank you.
to make my bottle pop, pop, pop. Drinking syrup with the coconut. Round and round like a record in Serato. Up and down, watch me work it like a yo-yo. Super hot DJ, loving what he plays. What will it take to notice me? I wanna be she like a disco ball. No inhibitions, no, none at all. Round and round like a record in Serato. Up and down, watch me work it like a yo-yo. Super hot DJ, loving what he plays. What will it take to notice me? I wanna be the DJ. Up and down, watch me work it like a yo-yo. Super hot DJ, loving what he plays. What will it take to notice me? I wanna be the DJ. I wanna be the DJ. I wanna be the DJ. Girlfriend, party every night, live the highlight. He got the new jams. He got that shit I like. Hey, he blowing up the whole club. Dynamite.
So after GFOTY released her song Friday Night, as well as featuring on a few other of AJ Cook's tracks, she released a few solo EPs and mixtapes before her compilation album that the first song I played was on. One of them is called Call Him a Doctor, about finding her CHAD, her Chad. The whole album is her, like, kind of dissecting different, like, love songs from different genres, whether it be, like, pop punk or, like, 80s ballads. And I think that every song on there is so playful and really fun. And one of my favorites is called The Argument, where it's just her entirely speaking nonsense to... You know, she's not said this in an interview, but I imagine the reason why she's, like, speaking nonsense is because, like, in an argument, you get so heated, like, you hear, like, noise, you know, you're no longer conveying emotions, it's just sound. And I think that if that is what she was trying to achieve in the song, I think it's really beautiful. Additionally, there is another artist named Bip Ling that kind of, in my mind, almost parallels GFOTY. Both of them have very similar personalities. They both, like, mock influencer culture in their music. And I think that... And also, they're both British. But Bip Ling is no longer very relevant. I mean, neither of them are relevant. Nobody... These are underground artists, I guess. But Bip Ling only made one album and left, while GFOTY kind of continued. But there's one song I like by Bip Ling called Bip Burger that I think is really fun. So up next is The Argument by GFOTY. And Bip Burger by Bip Ling.
Elson, sun blum brum, brum brum carum cum, a crum cum, a cum cum, cum cum crum, cum cum dum drum drum, from from, feet from, garum plum, thumb denim to grum, a gum gum, harum, hum hum clum, crum 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 cum, lum lum, man, marum, mum 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 murum, a neuron. Plum, flam, plum, plum, pram, quam, rum, prum, prum, rum, sham, slam, shurum, shtum, shum, shum, scrum, 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 shrum, shtum, shum, slum, sum, squam, shroon, strum, sum, and sum, sum, blum, brum, 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 carum, cum, a crum, cum, a cum, 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 cum,
crumb, 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 dum, drum, drum, from, feet from, garum, glum, thum, denim, to grum, gum, gum, harum, hum, hum, clum, crumb, 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 lum, lum, man, marum, mum, 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 morum, neuron, flum, flam, plum, plum, pram, quam, rum, prum, prum, rum, sham, slam, shurum, shum, 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 scrum, 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 strum, shum, shum, slum, sum, squam, shroon, strum, sum. Absurd, outward, amber, binker, bluebird, byword, catbird, catchword, chauffeur, conquer, cohort, cowherd, acrossword, deferred, demure, deterred, forward, gamebird, incurred, inferred, interred, a keyword, kingbird, misheard, nightbird, occurred, password, preferred, preferred, queerbird, crystalbird, redbird, recurred, rebel, referred, reheard, reword, ryeheard, scrubbird, seabird, sedgebird, assureheard, purebird, snowbird, songbird, starbird, sawheard, transferred, transferred, uncurred, ungood, unheard, unsir, watchword, word, young bird, baby bird, firebird.
What do you mean?
Flying bird, frigid bird, gallus bird, grey cat bird, grey king bird, hummingbird, ladybird, mockingbird, minor bird, myrtle bird, overhead, phoebe bird, sighing bird, thunderbird, tropic bird, time bird, undertone, wedding bird, were incurred, were interred, were preferred, were referred, were transferred.
What?
QHS in a Chanel dress. How do you like your burger? Medium raw, yeah. Cool. You're a food addict if you're already thinking about your second bit burger before you've eaten your first. Your girlfriend's gonna be hashtag jealous when she sees all the pics of your bit burger. Better take a bite before it gets cold. Bip-bopping, two-bip-bop, mooching in a burger bip shop. 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 You want the chips, you don't want the chicken wings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You don't want the milkshake, you don't want the onion rings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You don't need a license to drive a burger, duh. Good fun in the bit burger bun. It's a laser buds party vibe. Uh-oh, your phone has died. Yeah, I got a spare USB. And the login to my Wi-Fi is cuddles, password, taste good, lowercase. Bip-bopping, two-bit-bop, mooching in a burger bip shop. Bip-bopping, two-bit-bop, mooching in a burger bip shop. Bip-bopping, two-bit-bop, mooching in a burger bip shop. Mooching in a burger bip shop. You don't want the chips, you don't want the chicken wings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You don't want the milkshake, you don't want the onion rings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You're a food addict if you're already thinking about your second bit burger before you've eaten your first. Your girlfriend's gonna be hashtag jealous when she sees all the pics of your bit burger. Better take a bite before it gets cold. Bip-bopping, two-bip-bop, mooching in a burger bip shop. Mooching in a burger bip shop. Burger bip shop. You don't want the chips, you don't want the chicken wings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You don't want the milkshake, you don't want the onion rings. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger, yeah. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger. You want the bit burger, you want the bit burger, yeah.
So both the songs I just played, Bit Burger and The Argument, there's both like a sense of like irony in them. And I think a lot of it is also, maybe it's just a British thing actually, because the next artist I'm going to play is Scottish, I think. I think she's Ginger, but I know she's not Irish. But it is Sophie. A lot of her earlier music also had like a sense of irony to it. And I think everyone loves lemonade. I think it's equally kind of like consumer driven as like Bitburger and some GFOTY's other songs are. GFOTY released her compilation album, GFOTY Bucks, with which the first song I played was off of in 2017. And it featured a lot of like covers and like remixes of other older songs from the 2000s. Songs like Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton, All the Small Things by Blink-182. There was another one that is on the top tip of my tongue. I cannot remember right now. But there's just a lot of like reinventing and turning older songs into something different. As well as like almost like kind of like a what's it called? It's almost like her own spin on these songs. So up next I want to play Lemonade by Sophie and maybe the HQ2/Dynamics NYC remix of maybe by Toni Braxton. So enjoy.
No, 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 Should I slow down my roll? Let me think, cause I really don't know. Don't know what to do about it, baby.
So after the release of her 2017 compilation, GFOTY Bucks, GFOTY split from the PC Music label and started to release her music independently, working with a lot larger variety of producers instead of just AG Cook, as I previously mentioned. A lot of her music after that, in the first two EPs she released, Ham Chunks and Wine and If You Think I'm a Bee, You Should Meet GFOTY, she really leaned heavily into Eurodance. She also sampled a lot of other older songs, like Blue by Eiffel 65. She also sampled songs like Blue by Eiffel 65. She sampled Sorry by Justin Bieber, all to create these very elaborate Eurodance tracks. And while I was reading about her in interviews, she often didn't mention a lot of musical influences. She talked more so about the media at the time, reality TV, things of that nature. However, the only artist that she mentioned consistently, other than a lot of classic rock artists, was the Eurodance band Scooter, which she said she found out about when she was 13 or 14 and became obsessed with, and would DJ playing Scooter as many times as she could when she was a young adult. She was just obsessed with this band. So next up is Weekend by Scooter and Blue by Eiffel 65.
This one's going out to everybody in the place. Sounds of the Dragon Trekker. Go ahead. Yes. Here comes the Trix Terminator. In control. On the mic, I'm the teacher. Spec my words like a preacher. Cut the crap, get the slip. Drum and bass still on the map. On the mic, you can't stop me. Flat on your back like 1, 2, 3.
All right. this weekend. Yes, we are not the monkeys, but we've got the key. I'm the fast setter, no one better than me. Yeah, on the mic I'm the teacher, spread my words like a preacher. Cut the crap, get a slap, drum and bass still on the map. On the mic I'm the voodoo, the destination is Zulu. Here we come. Essential is invisible to the eye. It's only with the heart that you can see rightly.
About a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, I've been need, I've been died, 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 I've been need, I've been died. I'm blue.
So after the release of a lot of her like Eurodance inspired music, she was about to embark on her first solo tour in 2020. However, that was cut very short by the coronavirus pandemic, and I think kind of caused her to almost like kind of evolve as an artist. A lot of her music has like this like almost like ironic persona to it. But I think it kind of caused, I think during COVID, a lot of her music shifted to become much more like self-reflective, and also kind of like mark a sense of like maturity in her music. Once COVID started, she challenged herself to release an album in 2 days. What was released was an album called GFO TV. It was only, if I'm not mistaken, like 15 minutes long. It was 11 songs that are all like 30 seconds based upon like TV shows she used to watch, with songs like Under the Sea or Is a Teenage Witch. It was kind of just her rambling on, ending with a 4 minute long song, instrumental, that I actually think is really beautiful. And I found like, it almost like, it made me want to like ponder. And the project was received very negatively, but I think that there is something like very fascinating about the piece of work. Like, it's almost like nonsense for almost the entire run through before having like a very like hard hitting ending song. And I think that a lot of her music after the release of this project kind of morphed into that. Well, I'm not going to play the album GFO TV. I do want to play the next album that followed up called Femdorm. Femdorm is my favorite album by her. And it kind of explores like how she's like coping using a lot of the themes she spoke about in her earlier music. I think it's definitely her most explicit, her most sexual, her most like hedonistic body of work, with almost every single song just being her like shouting innuendo after innuendo after innuendo. However, there's a very like clear story on the album that it makes it my favorite by her, just because there is a narrative here. Well, a lot of her older music was just about like kind of characterizing herself and putting out a certain image. Femdorm was actually about like telling a story. The first song is like a really heartfelt piano ballad about wanting to love someone so much, before the next like 5 or 6 songs just being like absolutely some of like the most like, well, just like extreme songs just about like sex you can imagine. Then there's 2 songs in the middle called Cook's Song, about the producer she used to work with, A.G. Cook, as well as Another Guy, both of which are about regretting past relationships and are much more heartfelt than the rest of the album. They kind of talk about how she's like coping with not being able to connect to anybody intimately through just things like hookups, or just not taking men seriously, or not taking herself seriously. And I think that it like shows that there is like this reflection that her persona that she'd been keeping up for nearly 10 years at the point of the release of the album just is not like sustainable for her future. But then just like how she acknowledges it's an issue, like just so quickly, she shifts back into being like putting the front back up, before the final song on the album, Sofa Song, where she talks about loving someone who doesn't love her. And when he left in the morning, before she woke up, all she got was a hair. And she thinks about all the things she could do to him, or all the things she could do to the hair, and all the things she could do to the, I don't know. She talks about all the things she can do with the hair, or all the things that she thinks the man could be doing, and how she hopes he burns and he dies, but reflects in the end that it kind of is her fault that he left. You know, she just does not want to settle down when she's at a point where she almost believes like she should, but just cannot. That was a very long ramble. It is my favorite album by her. I love it so much. So I wanted to play my absolute favorite song off the album, maybe my favorite song by her, Another Guy.
I cry, you're
I think that after the release of Femdorm, a lot of her music, I think that it got much more like structured. The songs are much more like typical. While a lot of her previous work, a lot of the songs almost kind of felt like fragments of ideas, like the 30 seconds tracks off of GFOTV. And a lot of them remind me of a lot of very like frenetic albums released in the early 2010s. And I think that when GFOTY initially started, one of the artists that she was trying to satirize, and it all comes back to her, was Kesha. I think that Kesha's song Dinosaur really like showcases what GFOTY is almost trying to satirize, you know? I think Dinosaur is one of Kesha's brattiest songs about making fun of old men at the club. And I think that GFOTY realizes, like, there is nothing wrong with this, but she wants to almost take it to the extreme. Additionally, one of, like, her contemporaries who kind of rose to... Who was signed to the same label, PC Music, and released a lot of music at the same time, was the artist Hannah Diamond. And I love her equally. I think both are very incredible artists in their own right. And I think that it's kind of fascinating to see how the two of them have kind of grown and matured over the past 10, 15 years in their music. Hannah Diamond has a very similar like style to her music. It's a persona. It's this very like glossy, or it's very like inspired by influencers as well, like similarly to GFOTY's. However, it's much more like polished. It's much more like almost being like perfect. But I think also still kind of pokes fun at like the idea of being popular, which I think she analyzes in her 2023 album, Perfect Picture. And then I don't know if I have time to play the entire song, but one of the few artists now that GFOTY talks about was her touring DJ called DJ PayPal. And I listened to some of his songs and I actually really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to throw one of them on there. So next up is Dinosaur by Kesha, Perfect Poster Girl by Hannah Diamond, and Over by DJ PayPal.
That's what you are. D-I-N-O-S-A. Never enough.
close off that song a little early, just so I make sure I can get to our final one for today. After going silent for a few years in 2022 and 2023, GFOTY released the lead single for her latest album, Influencer, in 2024. Influencer eventually came last year in March, if I'm not mistaken, and has some of my absolute favorite songs by her on it. And the album kind of continues this theme she's had of putting up like a front online through her music to try and like show herself off as this like outgoing party girl, like boss. But deep down, like, she is just unsatisfied. I think it's her album that like conveys this dissatisfaction the most, but I think is so incredible when it really does like showcase this. There's some loud moments on there. There's some like metal inspired screamo songs. I'm gonna get started soon, because we don't have that much time. A lot of the songs are much more mellow though. And I want to end off with one of my favorite songs off the album, Hidden Gem. And I'll see you all next week.
Super down. When I'm out at night, I'm passing you around. Even when I sleep, dreaming of you in my bed. When I wake up, you're the first thing that I find. Oh, don't you know? I guess you'll never know how much I like you. Scared when you're low. I'll share you with my friends. I know they don't like you. Only good when I'm drunk. I need hypnotherapy. I wish that we were done. You need way more less of me. Dude.